And shall we bow our head for a word of prayer? Our Father, we are very happy again this morning that your grace is still with us. Lord, we are thankful for the promises you have made concerning us. That this grace that you have sovereignly given to us will never depart from any of us or till you receive us to yourself. So it's an assurance. Whether we go through trials, temptations, persecutions, disagreement, anything, Lord, as long as your grace is with us, we are satisfied because we are bound to overcome. Thank you, our Master. We thank you for grace. No wonder your prophet said the second name of the bride is Miss Grace. Thank you, Father. It is not what we have done. It is not what we are doing. It is not what we will do. It is what you have decided concerning us before the foundation of the world. Thank you, our Master. We are very happy that another Sunday, a commemoration day that you rose from the dead, Lord, has met us again, hale and hearty, and we are gathered as men, as women, boys and girls of life, precious faith. Lord, thank you for the table that you have prepared graciously for us at this end time. And you have invited us as your chosen people, as your foreknown people, as your predestinated people to come and dine. Father, we are before the table we gave this morning. We ask, O God, may you sharpen our spiritual appetite in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive of our shortcomings and our failures. Just look upon us through your grace and that we might stand, Lord, blameless before you again this morning. Thank you, our Father. While we are asking this thing for ourselves, we remember your servant that had gone to Bakatari and in all the nations of the world, the bride of Jesus Christ. May the grace of our Master and our Savior abundantly rest upon everyone today as you draw us closer unto you. Minister to us according to our individual needs. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Shall we please turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 28? The reason why I decided all the classes should be together this morning is that I've been away from you for a while. I've been away for 2 good months. Today is my last Sunday with you, and I'll be going just travel to U.S. for two months vacation. And also, what I want to talk on this morning is very, very, very elementary. So I want even the children to understand what we want to say. That is Matthew chapter 28, from verse 16 to the end. Matthew 28 from verse 16 to the end. It goes like this. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. Can you please be seated? So this morning, I just want to, with the little time we have, you know, you can almost preach the entire Bible in 30 minutes. Start from Genesis, you know, say a few things, end up in Revelation. Because every verse of the Bible, by the grace of God, you can stay with it. That one verse, you can preach on it throughout the year. Because it is inspiration. Each time you read it, you come here, inspiration take you, go here, go here, go there, go here. And so, there are times you prepare notes. I will say this, where you get here, is something else altogether. No? That is why we believe that God has a way of talking to his people. I am happy that we can say, by the grace of God, it's not pride. It's just accepting what God has. Give it to you. That's why we sing that song, I am what God says I am. If the devil believes you are proud, it's up to him. Amen? I cannot say I'm a sinner when God says I'm a saint. I cannot say I'm sick when he says I'm healed. Amen? I cannot say I'm a beggar when he says I will supply all your needs. Then what is the devil's business? We know his beginning, and we know his ending. So you should as well go and sit down. Praise God. Amen. So this morning, I want us to look at two things in the scripture we have read, which I call Godhead and water baptism. Godhead and water baptism. Because those people that preach three persons in one God, in most cases, they dwell so much in this Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. From what we have seen in the scriptures, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you following me? It's like you sit for an exam in Nigeria, they say, what is the name of the president of this country? The chief commander of Nigeria Armed Forces, and what again? Another title. Those titles you are mentioning belong to Tinubu. Are you getting what I'm saying? They belong to President Tinubu because he's the one that carries those titles. If in your answer you write president, chief commander of the armed forces, not only they will mark you wrong, if the teacher have access to you, he will tell you for the next 5 years, don't sit for this exam. Because you are not qualified. These are titles. Father is a title. Son is a title. I'm a father. I'm somebody's son. I'm a human being. But that's not my name. I have one name. But Abraham gave us illustration. Listen, children, because in your school, you hear all kind of tummy rot in the place. You know, we send you to school for you for a meal ticket. It's not something that will work on your soul. Not at all. Now, you listen, when you want to talk about something that will work on your soul, when you come to church, listen attentively. I thank God for small, small children like you, some of you. You come to my office and ask me some reasonable questions. Small children. And then you find the adult. I don't know. I pray God give us revelation. May the Lord help us. Now, when Abraham gave us an illustration, he said, in my house, he said, I want to put myself in three titles. In my house. Like Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He said, in my house, I'm the husband to my wife. I'm father to my children. I'm grandfather to my grandchildren. He says, so in my house, I have the title of husband, father, and grandfather. That is not his name. He said, that does not make me three persons. They see those three titles refer to me, make me a person carrying three titles. And if you want to know the name of this person carrying three titles, his name is William Mary O'Brien. Amen? Father is not a name. Son is not a name. If you give birth to a boy, you say son. It's already a son by being a male child. It's a title. He has a name. One thing I want us to take note of that you will make you not to doubt anything. Three persons cannot be one person. You cannot be a person without being an individual, an entity, or your own. If we page it back, by better. They say call one after the other.
That is why you have Taye. That is how you have. That is why you have Kende. Taye is still senior Kende, though they are born the same day. Oshie Araye before Kende see it. Is that not so? May God help us. If we to not to prolong this thing, is that remember Matthew 28, we read, the Bible talked about the 11 that Jesus was talking to. He was addressing the 11 apostles. As at that time, Judas has showed his color, and he has gone to where he come from. So there were 11 apostles he was addressing. These are people he has taught so many things, even about his death, burial, and resurrection. And so many things. He told them that these things I'm teaching you, you may not understand now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you to all truth. God bless you, Brother Femi. He's quoting it along with me. What are you talking? It was on the day of Pentecost that the apostles actually knew who the Lord Jesus Christ was. That was the day they were converted. Though they've been with Jesus 3 years and 6 months, when Jesus speaks in parables to the public, he will take them inside. He will give interpretation of the parable to them. He was doing it one time. I think one of his disciples said, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "Because unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom." He said, "Unto them that is not given, hearing will they hear, and they will never understand." When God says somebody will never understand, that is good night to that person. I don't care how many schools, seminary he goes to. And Jesus said, "Father, I thank you for hiding these things from the wise and prudent, and reveal them unto babes." The prophet will always say, "Such as will learn." The mysteries of God are known only to God's children. Period. The entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is a mysterious book. That is why you see a lot of parables there. If you go, the prophet preached in Samuel, Revelation, book of symbols. A lot of symbols in the book of Revelation. But let quickly hit the nail at the end. That if Jesus was talking to the 11 before they received the Holy Ghost, now after they have received the Holy Ghost, how did they baptize? Very simple. How did they baptize? Because he was addressing them. It was the 11 that made his congregation that day. He was talking to them. "Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And God has your redemptive name." There are a lot of titles. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Texinu, Jehovah, and so on. But he has one name. And that is why the Bible says he has been given a name that is above all names. That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven, bow to that name. Things on earth, bow to that name. Things underneath the earth, bow to that name. But Abraham made a statement somewhere. He said, "If there is going to be any other God beside the Lord Jesus Christ, he will bow to that name." Because everything in heaven bow to that name. Amen? May God help us. Don't forget the importance of Revelation. See, the prophet says Revelation is above you. He said, "Talk to God about it." In order to talk to God for revelation, let me tell you, you cannot be in the flesh and be talking to God about revelation. Spiritual things are spiritually designed. That is why you must be regenerated. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Then the things of God will become simple for you to understand. That is why some of us, you know, when a minister come here and he give the message that he's laying his heart, they say, he just come, he will just Christianize every one of you. Nobody can Christianize you. You need to be a Christian. Once you are a Christian, like I used to say, no hard sermon. Any sermon that does not condemn righteousness. It's not a hard sermon. Any sermon that condemns righteousness and holiness and purity is not only a hard sermon, it's a false sermon. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. Are you following me? Every unrighteousness is sin. So when anybody comes here, let me tell you, I'll be saying it. Let me say it again this morning. That when a preacher stands here and is preaching, don't have it in your head that is yelling on you. What he's preaching to you is preaching to himself. Because it's what saved you is what saved him. The reason why he stands here is because he has been given a gift. Apart from that, he is just like you. You needed to repent. He needed to repent. You both repented. God filled both of you with the Holy Ghost. It's the same grace that saved the husband, that saved the wife. It's the same grace that saved the minister, that saved the lady. So you see, the people in the denomination, they almost want to be worshipped. It's because they are not converted. When Jesus was here, he took Judas to identify Jesus among the disciples. No big me, small you. There's nothing like that. You see any spirit, big me, small you, it's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is humble. He will prefer the other person to himself. That is why Jesus said, he that be great among you, let him be your servant. So when I tell you, I'm loyal, I know what I'm talking about. I'm loyal to him who had ordained me to be in that ministry, and I'm loyal to you that he has sent me to. I will tell you the mind of Christ. So it's off my hands. Mine is to tell you what he says. Yours is to believe it. I live by it. As simple as that. That is why you must be so conversant with the message, like the brethren at the time of Paul, that when some people came around and started messing up, the prophet said it was not even the minister that challenged them. It was the lady that challenged them, that though you preach for, he said, but you did not say what Paul said. Each time God sent a messenger with a message, it is always one man message. Every child of God in that age has to hear that one man message to be part of the program of God for that age. Why did Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and those who lined up with them, why were they buried alive? It's because they were opposing Moses. Moses had the message. To challenge Moses is to challenge the authority of God. Oh, may God help us. So, not to take more time, let us just quickly look at the baptism that the apostles did in the Acts of Apostles. Let's go to chapter 2 of the book of Acts. Sir, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 29 to 39. Men and brethren, everyone, Bible readers, know where this. That was the day of Pentecost. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we all
are witnesses. Therefore, be by the right hand of God exalted, and have ye received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shared forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not yet ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I made thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? But Abraham said the true question was that, men and brethren, what shall we do in order to be saved? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. You see, if you just read Matthew 28, what Jesus said, you see what Peter is saying on the day of Pentecost. If you are not spiritual, you will end up by saying that there is contradiction in the scriptures. Because Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is where revelation matters. Jesus was asking his disciples one time, say, who do men say, I, the Son of Man, am? Some say, you are Jeremiah, you are Isaac, you are this, you are one of the prophets. You are John the Baptist that was beheaded and resurrected. You say, okay, forget that. Is that what they say about me? They are saying conflicting things about me. You that are my disciples, that are chosen, who do you say I am? Peter was always the chief spokesman. He spoke, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, that thing you said so was not given to you by flesh and blood. It was not taught to you by the most eloquent lecturer in the University of Theology. It's my Father that has revealed it all to you. And I say unto you, Peter, son of Jonah, upon this rock, spiritual revelation of who I am, which God only can give, I will build my church, at the gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. Are you a member of the church of Jesus Christ? If you are, I'm telling you, the gates of hell can never prevail against you. Let all the witches, wizards, emirates, or banjis, known and unknown demon, multiplied by an uncountable number, face you alone. The message says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That is why I always say, who do you want to fear? Where your Father owns heaven and earth, all power in heaven and in earth, at his disposal. At this your Father now, he doesn't sleep. He that keepeth Israel, we are spiritual Israel. He that keepeth us never sleep, nor slumber. Whether you wake or sleep, or that the rainfall or sunshine, in the night or in the day, in the good day or bad day, his eyes are wide awake. And he's watching you. What can bypass him to hurt you? Oh man. That is why God Abraham told us, God finish it with you. I don't care how many people hate you. Let the whole world hate you. That is how they hated him when he came in the flesh. They were not able to do nothing to him until the appointed time when he has to submit himself. It is the same thing. Until God has finished with you, you can't die. I don't care what comes. You talk of sickness,
There is no sickness our God cannot heal. Is the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. Praise God. Amen. Where the doctor fails, the great physician will never fail. When I was sick the other time, the man was not himself. For 1 year, going to 1 year, 6 months, I couldn't preach. It's my associate who was taking me to the to UCH. They will test this. All their tests is negative. I hear the man wasn't fine. Amen. You know what things are like that? That is where you know your friend and know your enemy. When he call Russian, you will. Catholic many to offend me. May God help us. At that time, within and without, all over the place, prophets were prophesying. The man is going. Who will not go? Yoruba bi won won ni kokumo igba won ni kokumo oni ku kokumo o le ma ku le ilewe kokumo ma ku is an appointment. May God help us. But when the great physician came on the scene, oh hallelujah, he didn't use syringe, he didn't use capsules, he didn't use tablets, he didn't use syrup, he didn't use surgery. Here am I today. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That is the God we serve. You know, we sing that song. Who are the final say? Jehovah, have the final say. Jehovah, turn my life around, around. I, Jehovah, turn my life around. Oh yes, is a way where there is no way. Jehovah have a final say. Like I used to tell people, brothers, sisters, just make sure you are living right. There is one person you need to please, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether in the secret or in the open, resist every devil. Don't live in secret sin. But Abraham said, I don't want to be a hypocrite. He said, I would rather be a heathen than a hypocrite. Don't live in sin. Resist it. Denounce it completely in the secret and in the public. No matter what people say about you, it doesn't matter. We are to please one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is unto whom we are highly indebted. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If God be with us, who can be against us? Every other power will bow before you as long as God is in you. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my sisters. Oh, hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to another scripture to see how the, we have said we want to see. On the day of Pentecost, Peter started the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Acts chapter, what is this now? Acts chapter 8, I think it's chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. Sir, please, fast. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they said unto them, Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet it was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you seeing it? Then laid they their hands on them, and they receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's say second place now. We are seeing how Peter started it on the day of Pentecost. It was followed up. Let's check another one. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 to 48. Let's leave it. Acts chapter 10,
fast, fast.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. Are you following? The word which God said unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake this word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which had the word. And they of the circumcision, we believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they had them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they in to tarry 30 days. What am I saying, brethren? You see another place. You don't find anywhere the apostles baptized anybody in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's a trash. That came as a result of apostasy, where the people begin to deviate from the teachings of the apostles. Whereas, let's quickly, this time is not on our side. Let's quickly take the last one before, if there's room, I can see past coming to Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. 19. Remember, Paul, which was called Saul of Tarsus, was not with them at that time. He was persecuting the church. He was a young man that those who killed, was it Philip? No, Stephen. And Stephen, they were putting clothes with him. He was that young man. And yet, a seed of God was in him. God had appointed time for everything. That is why the prophet said, don't lose hope in anybody. Let him be an arrow by Koro Koro today. Be praying for him. Because only God knows his destiny. If he is a seed of God, along the line, what does it take God to save a man? A jiffy like this is something else altogether. Remember the case of Saul of Tarsus? What was taking him to Damascus? Was it not against the plan and program of God? But when God met him, it was a U-turn. It doesn't take a sinner so much time to make a U-turn if God touches him. Oh, hallelujah. Alright. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Are you hearing now? Since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? Because that's a confirmation of your faith, that you are a part of the seed of Abraham. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And he said unto John baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized them with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, we should come after him, that is of Christ Jesus. When they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you hearing? And when Paul has laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. Amen. Can you quickly turn to John chapter 17? John chapter 17. There is a verse I want there. Don't cram it off it. Is that John 17? Verse 1. This verse page, Jesus had lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, that Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. They were your own, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray, this is where I'm going. Are you following me? This is where I'm going. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Jesus has already prayed for you and me. Whether the devil like it or not, we will arrive safely. Oh, man. Okay, let's go a little. Oh, that I'm mad, I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but this I am in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them is Lord but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus will always keep us away from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast set me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for this alone. Listen, this is where I will stop. Neither pray I for this alone, but for them also we shall believe on me through their word. That is why Brother Abraham said, I preach what Paul preached. You are not preaching what the apostles preach. You call your church apostolic faith. Who are you deceiving? You can't have apostolic faith without apostolic doctrines. God bless you, church. And we bow our heads. Father, we just want to thank you for these little passages.
Into their brain that there are three persons in one God.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord and not three. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. The remaining services we committed to us, take us higher, Lord. Thank you, our Master.
In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. All right.